This is Twit.
Mike writes in to say, hey, AAA team, as always, thanks for the weekly podcast. I listen to it faithfully every Wednesday morning. Nice. Says, okay, so I have a Samsung S9. I'm satisfied with it, but I was looking forward to getting the new Samsung Note 20 until I saw the price. Ouch. Then T-Mobile started its trade-in program where I can get $500 for my S9 towards the purchase of the Note 20 Ultra. So instead of $1,300, it would be $800. So I'm debating whether or not to take advantage of the trade-in program. I know if I wait another year, I will not get that trade-in value again and will be much less. So at $800 for the Note 20 Ultra, is that a good price? Again, I really don't need to upgrade, but $800 for the Note 20 Ultra seems like a very good deal. Your thoughts? And he says, P.S., I am quite confident that if I do get the Note 20 Ultra, I will hold on to it for at least 3 years. I don't know. $800 is a pretty good price for this hardware. The phone that you have right now, you bought a couple of years ago. I'm assuming you bought that outright or you own it outright. Like the way my mind works, it's like, oh, that's money that meant something to me 2 years ago. But now it's just the form of this device. And if I would imagine, if I was in your shoes, I'd be pretty compelled to really give this a hard think, because the S20 Ultra is going to last you 3 years. If you want to hold on to a phone for 3 years, Samsung's already put their reputation on the line to say, hey, we're doing three full updates on our devices, and this one is right at the top of that list. So mm-hmm. you're getting at least 3 years of usage, if not four, if you really wanted to extend beyond their updates, you totally could. So I don't think $800 is a bad price for this by any stretch. You get a lot of phone for $800, but how much is that phone worth to you?
That's a great price. I was just going to say my mom still has her Note 8, I think. It's like still chugging along. So, and yeah, she paid about the same amount of money back then, because that's how much it was worth back then.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I will say, you will definitely not get $500 for a Galaxy S9 if you try to sell it yourself. So that's a
totally.
That's also very true.
A steaming hot deal. Also, I will say, that doesn't sound like more than you'll get, but also check Samsung's website itself, because they also do crazy trade-in deals. That sounds like it'll probably be the same amount that T-Mobile's giving you, but. You know, also when you buy from Samsung's website, you have the option of buying carrier unlocked. So if, you know, in 6 months to a year, you decide you want to go to another carrier, you don't have to go through the really annoying unlock process.
Really good point there. I actually, in order to get the Note 20 Ultra, I signed up through the Samsung site, bought it through there, and signed up for the trade-in on the S20 Ultra. And, you know, granted, that came out earlier this year, so there probably aren't a lot of people doing this. But I'm getting $650 of trade-in value from the S20 Ultra. I'm not sure if I could sell it for that, considering it's a used phone. Maybe, but I mean, Samsung makes it really easy. And they sometimes throw in other perks as well. So you never know really what you're going to get if you go through the Samsung site. So I totally second what Corbin, what you said. Check out the Samsung site and see if you can get a better deal through there. You probably find that you can.
Also, little life hack with the Samsung website. If you're buying with a new account, go look on like Twitter and Google for referral codes, because if you put one of those bad boys in, you'll get 5% off. So,
little bit of extra cash.
Tax.
Yeah. And then if you're me and you dropped out of school 8 months ago, but they never turned off your school email, you can get that nice student discount too. So,
excellent. Nice work.